こんにちは。Welcome to Learn Japanese with Masa Sensei. This is episode 90. Today in this episode, we will learn about みたいです which means like, sort of, similar to, resembling. Now let's go. Verb, plain form plus みたいです E-adjective plus みたいです Na-adjective plus みたいです Noun plus みたいです This means like, sort of, similar to, resembling. みたいです is used to describe what can be inferred from the appearance of things or circumstances. So for example,He looks like a teacher. Teacher is 先生. So we will put together with みたいです. 先生みたいです. This means looks like a teacher. 彼は先生みたいです. 彼は先生みたいです. He looks a little tired. To become tired is 疲れます.When you want to say right now he is being tired, we will use て form plus います。
疲れています。疲れています。
So we will change this います into plain form.
疲れている。
And then put together with みたいです。
彼は少し疲れているみたいです。彼は少し疲れているみたいです。
That person is fluent in Japanese, and he's like a real Japanese. That person is
あの人。あの人。
To be fluent in a language, we will use
ペラペラ。ペラペラ。
So ペラペラ is an onomatopoeia describing that the person is fluent in that language. So
日本語がペラペラです
means fluent in Japanese.He is like a real Japanese. Real is
本当の本当の
So,
本当の日本人
And then we will put together with みたいです。
本当の日本人みたいです。あの人は日本語がペラペラで本当の日本人みたいです。あの人は日本語がペラペラで、本当の日本人みたいです。
We can also make this into past tense. It was like I had become an adult. Adult is
大人、大人。
To become an adult is
大人になります。大人になります。
So we will change this into past tense.
大人になりました。
Plain form is
大人になった。
And then we will put together with みたいです。Since this sentence is, it was like I had become an adult, we will change
みたいです into みたいでした。
大人になったみたいでした。
大人になったみたいでした。
Yesterday, the wind was very strong and it looked like a typhoon. So this is talking about the past, so we will make this into past tense. The wind was strong is
風が強い.
So it becomes
風が強くて.
And then it was like a typhoon is
台風みたいでした.
台風みたいでした.
昨日は風が強くて台風みたいでした。昨日は風が強くて、台風みたいでした。
Let's also use this in a casual form. It's like summer outside. Outside is
外。
外。And then summer is
夏。
夏。So, みたいです。Plain form will be
みたいだ。外は夏みたいだ。
In a casual sentence, we often use よ at the end of the sentence. So it becomes
外は夏みたいだよ。外は夏みたいだよ。
He seems to have returned. So return is 帰ります。Past tense is 帰りました。Plain form is 帰った。So, 帰ったみたいだ。And then let's use your at the end of the sentence.
彼はもう帰ったみたいだよ。彼はもう帰ったみたいだよ。
It was like a dream, isn't it? Dream is 夢, 夢. And it was like a dream. So we will change this into past tense.
みたいでした。Plain form will be みたいだった。みたいだった。So, 夢みたいだったね。夢みたいだったね。
This means it was like a dream, isn't it? My high school teacher was like my mom. High school is
高校高校高校の時高校の時
So 時 means when.
高校の時の先生は
She was like my mother. So mother is
お母さん
And since this is past tense, we will change into
みたいだった。私の高校の時の先生は、私のお母さんみたいだった。私の高校の時の先生は、私のお母さんみたいだった。
So today we learned about
みたいです。
This means like, sort of, similar to, resembling. If it's plain form, it will become
みたいだ。
So this is used in a casual conversation. So this is all for today. Thank you very much for listening. I hope it was helpful for you. If you are interested in Japanese grammar, please also check out my YouTube channel. The link is in the description. I also have Facebook page and Instagram page, so please also check it out. I will see you in the next episode. ありがとうございました。バイバイ。